Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
We've run into a Willy Wonka-like issue here. There is so little time and so much to do. Or is it the other way around? I can't remember. I don't remember a show like this. I feel like there's 8 million things that we have to talk about. Are we getting there, Donnie? Are we getting there?
I think so. I mean, there were even other things that we were texting about last night, Joe, that I thought we could touch on by the time we hit 2 o'clock, but I don't know if we'll get there. I mean, the Pitt Panthers are trying to start 5-0.
We're doing our prediction segment, the last segment of the show. We'll hit on Pitt then and a bunch of other college and pro games. Donnie, we're running out of time and I'm panicking. We have calls on the line about Francona. We have to do Steeler over unders. We have a Steeler Cowboy quiz show, and we have what I completely forgot, because he didn't remind me, was Bechtold's breakdown.
Because it's every Friday at this time.
I know. I just need a quick reminder. And it's one of my favorite segments. It's Football Center, which is perfect for you because you're Donnie Football. So why don't we do this, Limits? Why don't we get to a couple of calls on Francona, which was a real kick in the groin, him going to a division rival. Then we'll get to Bechtold's breakdown. Is that reasonable?
That's reasonable. Let's start with Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey. So I think what this Francona thing really says to us, the fans, and everybody who engages with the Pirates is they would much rather be right than better. Mm. You can't look at what happened this year with how bad they were defensively and how bad they were fundamentally and not think that a guy with World Series experience like Terry Francona would not make you a better baseball team. How do you not consider that option? Because they would rather win with the guys that they picked and be right, or not win at all.
Let me ask you and Donnie and Limits this question: might it have been Ben Cherington's relationship with Francona as a factor here, or would it be, you know, or do you think they were bringing Shelton back no matter what? Could that be an issue? Is what I'm saying, Francona, because Cherington fired him, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that that is one little piece of this pie here that we didn't consider when we were talking about it last segment. Like, they do have a past relationship, Cherington and Francona do.
Yeah.
and it's not necessarily a great one.
But then again, so, if you blow out both of them, then the Charrington relationship is not an
correct,
issue. Because he's not here either then.
Correct. And you also think back, they could have, I think the two finalists for GM, who's the guy in Milwaukee?
Matt Arnold.
It was between him and Charrington.
Yes.
And, well, we lost that one.
They got Skeens and Cruz right in the draft. I don't think they got Charrington and Arnold right. One more call on Pittsburgh guy, Terry Francona, going to the Reds.
Here's Terry and Moon, who wants to talk about Terry.
This could be Terry Francona.
It possibly might be.
Hello, Terry.
Yeah, it's actually Jerry, but I'll answer to anything, so that's okay.
Thank you, Roger.
Yeah, I'm losing my mind here, Joe. You get a chance to get a manager who is 13th all-time in victories, won a World Series in Boston, made Cleveland baseball relevant again, and we say, nah, you know what, we're going to pass. We're going to keep the guy who hasn't shown any ability to manage whatsoever and believes that the advancing runners in the scoring position via the bunt has been outlawed by Major League Baseball, to say nothing of his inept handling of pitchers. As a lifelong Pirate fan, a guy who saw Clemente play, it's pathetic what this franchise under Nunning has become. And I don't care about the past relationship with Charrington and Francona, because if I had a choice between Charrington and Francona, I'm taking Francona all day long. He's a proven winner.
That's a great way to
Charrington
phrase it, actually.
Anything.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. It actually wouldn't have been a choice between, just to bring this conversation full circle, between Francona and Shelton. It might have been a choice between, do we blow this whole thing out and bring in Francona? So a choice really between Charrington and Francona. And here's what I would say to that. If we took every Pirate season ticket holder and every fan, let's just say we had 50,000 people as a sample size from Western Pennsylvania, and we sent them a questionnaire with one question on it. Would you rather have Terry Francona, check box A, or Ben Charrington and Derek Shelton, check box B, for next season? I think a 97-98% would have gone with box A.
Joe, I wasn't alive when
box
this
B,
happened.
Box B. Would have rather had Francona, is what I mean, right?
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yes. I wasn't alive when this happened, but do you remember the 1984 election results?
No.
The presidential election?
Refresh my memory.
Ronald Reagan won every single state besides one. Walter Mondale, the only state he won was Minnesota. He actually got D.C. as well, so not even a state there.
Wally, yeah.
So Reagan had 525 electoral votes to 13. That's what that result poll would look like. In favor
right.
of Terry Francona.
Or maybe Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese for Rookie of the Year. Did you see where 66 of 67 voted for Caitlin
yep.
Clark? One person votes for Angel Reese.
Oh. Out of spite.
What?
It's the only thing it has to be out of spite.
It's like the one person who didn't make Derek Jeter unanimous in the Baseball Hall of Fame. What were they watching? How are they still voting? Anyway, we digress, Donnie. Have you ever participated in a Bechtold breakdown?
I have, but mostly just solo.
Yeah, I mean, this is very exciting for everyone. Shall we get to it?
We shall.
Bechtold?
Oh, yeah, there's the music, Don.
So this guy can't play any real music for my beds or rejoins or anything else, but when it comes to the Bechtold breakdown, I get an actual artist performing?
That's because it's in the hotkeys.
Yeah,
oh,
it has
God
to be
sakes.
Specially recorded and inserted.
The hotkeys. The Francona thing makes me miserable, too, by the way. I'm just so distraught about this. I was texting you about this last night. It just makes me so frustrating. He would have been the perfect fit.
The perfect fit. Yes. It's like that GIF, Donnie, where the karate guy takes like multiple machine gun style kicks to the groin. Have you seen that one?
I don't know if I have, but
no,
I can picture it.
No, it's the guy standing there and it's the repeated kick to the groin. You've seen that
okay.
GIF. Have you? We're going to have to show him that one.
Yeah, we'll show him it. Okay. That's a frequently used one.
All right.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
What do you got?
Oh, Get Up is stirring the pot this morning. So they put out a graphic today. Dare to compare this season? Blind resumes. I'll give you this. This quarterback has a 52.3 total QBR, 69% completion rate, and 5 interceptions on the season. Quarterback B has a 51.7 total QBR, a 71 completion percentage, and 1 interception. What quarterback, Joe, would you rather have?
Justin Fields, because he's one of them. Who's the other one?
I think I know who the other one is.
Dak Donnie, Prescott? Say it at the same time as me. Three,
Patrick Mahomes.
2-1 Mahomes. Dare to compare the two, Joe?
No, I don't dare to compare the two because it would be the most ridiculous comparison ever made.
We'll wait until January for old Patty Mahomes.
But the analytics people tell you, it looks pretty good right now.
He's playing well. I like Justin Fields, and I would keep him in. I just don't need to encapsulate it like that.
The numbers are the numbers, and the analytics people love their numbers. Donnie?
With Mahomes, the last couple of years, specifically like the last two, I feel like the Chiefs as a whole, like they go through probably the first half or so, maybe even the first two-thirds of the season where they'll win games, they'll take care of business when they have to, and they're still doing that now. They certainly don't look pretty when they do so. Like, they look ugly every single time. You get into January, though, I'm not picking anybody other than 15.
Aaron Rodgers kind of poo-pooed the idea, but Garrett Wilson on Devontae Adams said, if someone can help us win, let's do it. It seems like the Jets are the most active team pursuing Devontae Adams, but how about Pony with a report that the Steelers are the most active team going after
Devontae
Adams?
They're at the goal line.
What's goal line, Joe? Which one?
Maybe the opposite one.
Well, the Steelers can be as active as they want. It's about which team does Devontae Adams want to go to. I mean, it's also about the trade package. I get it. The Steelers, I would say, have about a 3% chance at this. You?
Yeah, I got into this last night a little bit, and I think it's about 85% New York Jets, maybe 10% other. I gave the Steelers 5% just as a round number, but I don't even know if it's that high. I will be pretty surprised if he doesn't end up playing for the Jets.
I'll say
because
this.
That regime, they could be out if things go south. The coach, the GM, they need this to work, and I think Aaron Rodgers certainly has enough control to say, you go get me Devontae Adams,
or else this ain't going to work. He spoke today. Or yesterday, I don't know which, and basically said, I don't know what I can say because of tampering, but I will say this. We have a great relationship. We spent time together in the off season. It just sounds like that is the deal that would happen. And I realize there's other parts that need to come together. I do. Top of the hour, by the way, along with a Steeler Cowboy quiz show, which is going to be unbelievable. There's a list of receivers out there that the Chiefs could potentially go after, but that also relates to the Steelers. Anybody you mentioned for the Chiefs is somebody that the Steelers might be interested in. And one of these items on here has George Pickens involved going to the Chiefs. And it's from Dr. Michael DeFabo. We have to look into this, Donnie. What the hell is going on here? Next.
Well, I mean, at the same time with Adams, one other point to throw out there. Why would the Raiders want to just cave to his demands? They want to get the best trade package. And don't you think they might want to screw Devontae Adams on the way out the door and say, look, we're going to send you somewhere you don't want to go?
That's true. That's a good point. And I think Pony has probably made that point, right? Or something like it.
I mean, I think that is one of the things that's working in the Steelers' favor. Not that it's a terrible place to go. I mean, they are a 3-1 team with the quarterback playing well so far. But I think we know his preferred destination. I think New Orleans is probably up there because of his relationship with Derek Carr. Like, the Steelers are not number one on his list, and I won't believe it until I see it.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Next.
Two quick ones. NFL says that injury rates dropped dramatically on kickoffs in the preseason.
Yeah, of course they did, because none of them were returned.
Exactly. And part of it, they're accrediting not getting off to a running start. The average player speed on the dynamic kickoff was about 20% slower than the kickoff in the previous year, and that led to an increased injury rate. There were no ACL or MCL injuries on preseason kickoffs this year because they're not being returned is partly the issue. They made a bad problem worse.
This is one of the most ridiculous rules changes I've ever seen in the NFL. It's completely backfired. I didn't really care about the injury rate in the first place. If go ask somebody, would you rather play football in the NFL and be on a kick team and risk injury or not have a job in football? I think they'd all sign up for it. But in the meantime, none of the kicks are being returned. It's a joke.
You said it was, what, 20% down the injuries?
Yes.
See, that tells me they'll keep it. As stupid as it looks, they'll be able to circle that and say, see, we care about player safety. We're going to make these guys play 18 games.
What was their main priority here? To keep the game safer or to increase excitement and bring kick returns back into the game?
I think they did. They were hoping that the excitement factor would be there because you saw it with leagues like what the XFL, I think, is where they stole this idea, which is another good thing about some of those springtime leagues. They have little ideas like that that the NFL would just take.
Yeah.
But I think they'll also be able to circle the
wagons.
Yeah. Circle the wagons on the injuries and say, see, we care about these guys.
Exactly.
We care about their
right.
safety.
Yeah, let's play another game, shall we? Let's get up to 20. They're full of crap.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.